You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the next-gen Acura RSX EV, Renault's Twingo EV, and an MG4 with a solid-state battery. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you how remarkably small the battery in Ford's upcoming midsize pickup could well be. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. Friday, 15th of August, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Have a look at the Patreon page if you don't want to. Feel free, by all means. It's patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. I know money is tight for many people. This show will always be free. We're all about spreading the word about electric vehicles in a concise 20 minutes-ish per day, so you are completely up to date. But if you are in a position to support, maybe it's for 1 month, a couple of months, or longer term, like the incredible couple of hundred people or so and organizations on Patreon do, have a look, no pressure if not. Let's get into the news. Acura has unveiled the RSX. It's a prototype previewing the upcoming all-electric premium performance SUV. The production RSX will be the first vehicle built on Honda's new electric vehicle platform and the first electric vehicle made at Honda's EV hub in Ohio. The RSX is set to launch in the second half of next year. It will use Acura's Asimo OS, a system that links vehicle controls for automated driving, advanced driver assistance, infotainment, and more. Asimo OS uses machine learning to adjust to user preferences, such as the music to fit your driving style, to personalize your driving experience. All RSX versions will have a dual-motor powertrain, all-wheel drive, a sporty double wishbone front suspension, a low center of gravity. It'll all come with Brembo brakes. Acura says the setup will offer a fun-to-drive and engaging driving experience. The RSX will power external devices and back up your home in the case of a power cut. The RSX prototype debuted publicly today at the motorsports gathering called The Quail. Its design follows the Acura Performance EV concept, which was seen at Monterey Car Week only last year. All right, let's move on and talk about something a bit cheaper, and that is Renault will launch the fourth generation Twingo in the middle of next year. So I think we're fair to say about a year away from that. It will, of course, be Renault's cheapest vehicle on sale, and it'll cost less than £17,000. That's about 20,000 euros or 21,500 US equivalent, although of course this will be a Euro car. The design closely resembles the current concept that's flying around from last year, actually, the Renault Twingo E-Tech concept. Drivetrain details, well, we don't know. I think it's fair to say that if Renault dipped into what they have on offer for the Renault 5, which is a vehicle which costs maybe $5,000 more depending on trim. So the small platform called AMPR, Amber, a small platform, the base Renault 5. Let's have a look at the Renault 5 then and what we could expect. Okay, single motor, you won't be surprised to hear. 88 kilowatts, still pretty powerful, that's 120 horsepower. A 40 kilowatt hour battery in the small version. That is still good for almost 200 miles of range or 300 kilometers. the Twingo could get a smaller battery. So the Dacia Spring is currently the cheapest vehicle on sale, at least in the United Kingdom. It sort of flip-flops with the Leap Motor, T03, depending on offers. But really, Dacia Spring, by a few hundred pounds, is the cheapest new EV you can buy. You can get that with as small as a 25 kilowatt hour pack. So, if the Renault Twingo were to go on sale, costing a little bit more money, but being a lot better car, would people make the stretch? We'll wait and see. Hey, Renault forecast the Twingo's efficiency at 6.2 miles per kilowatt hour. That is amazing. Okay, small car, very lightweight. But that's some good efficiency right there. With a 21-month timeline from approval to launching the vehicle, Renault say they've sped up development to keep up with other brands from China. And let me tell you, that is lightning quick. Less than 2 years from the big bosses signing it off to when you get one. That's ridiculously fast. The Twingo hatchback will cost 50% less to make than a new C-segment SUV. Renault points to lower material use and a simpler, software-focused platform. I'm absolutely here for cheap EVs. Not because I want to buy a cheap EV now, although, as regular listeners know, this next couple of months we are going to have to get into some decision-making processes for 2026. I think we need a van. I think we need a small EV that I don't get too precious over when the kids get it messy. And so, I'd love a Spring, a Leap Motor, maybe getting a little bit bigger as well into sort of your Renault 5 territory, Citroën EC3. But I don't think we'll get a new car because then I'll be stressed about the kids making it messy. And so, hey, I'm absolutely here for cheap EVs that you're then buying second or third hand. Yeah, I'm talking about a Leaf that's maybe 8 years old that I saw the other day for a couple of £1,000. Like, if that goes wrong, you're in it for £2,000, which is not no money, but ultimately, look, had 12-month MOT, off you go to the races with that as a little run-around car. I'm here for cheap EVs in 5 or 6 years' time when they go through the second and third hand, people learn to drive in them. Man, this is so exciting. All right, let's talk about the MG4, a car that we've looked at a couple of times, actually. My neighbour owns one. Looks very, very funky with his little orange brake calipers. He's got it in red. Looks nice. Recent Chinese filings show the MG4 is ready to use its semi-solid-state battery, manganese-based lithium-ion battery made by the Suzhou Qingdao Power Technology Company. This replaces the lithium iron phosphate battery in the other MG4s. Official battery capacity and driving range not revealed. The powertrain is unchanged. Single electric front motor, 120 kilowatts on that, matches the other MG4s. On the outside, looks the same. It adds a two-tone body color option. The interior is the same as the pre-sale model as well, with a two-spoke steering wheel and a small digital instrument cluster, a column gear selector, and a floating central touchscreen. Pricing for MG4 solid state battery is coming in September, but that's really interesting next generation technology in a very everyday kind of car. Now, let's talk about Leap Motor, which is that Chinese company invested in by Stellantis and making the vehicles in Europe, at some point making them outside of China. Anyway, Leap Motor, though, has teamed up now with a German customizer to create the Leap Motor C10 Special Edition. C10 is going to be their SUV. About 250 units will be made. They'll launch it in Germany in a couple of months' time. Leap Motor's first model in Europe with 800-volt technology. The SUV features a dual motor, electric all-wheel drive powertrain, 436 kilowatts, that's almost 600 horsepower, by the way, 0 to 62, less than 4 seconds. Battery pack inside that is an 82 kilowatt hour LFP pack. Teaser images show some really cool 5-spoke sport wheels, red trim on the lower bumper, illuminated logo, and a full-width rear lights, tail light. More images will be coming in the next few weeks for a special edition, one of those. Now, Apple Maps is adding direct EV charging as a feature, now letting users start charging electric vehicles at some stations through the charging wallet data service provided by Serantic, which I hadn't heard of before. This feature gathers all payment options at a charging spot, showing the operators per kilowatt hour rate, roaming rates, and other registered providers, and any subscription or special pricing. The charging wallet shows the prices in real time, so you can pick the cheapest option at the station. Supported payment methods, of course, include Apple Pay, as it's Apple Maps, but also other credit cards that you've got stored, and payment through your mobile phone bill. Serantic says that this makes charging easier for users and brings more business to operators and roaming providers. Since Apple Maps comes pre-installed, it makes finding charging stations easier and lets users start charging without needing extra apps or registrations. The charging wallet also works with dynamic pricing at certain stations. This feature is available at CityWatt, Jolt Energy, DA eMobil, and some stations in Germany as well, also in Austria, Netherlands, and Sweden. More providers will join. Really interesting that, actually. First I've heard of it. Sounds promising. I am now, after all these years, completely in the Apple ecosystem. I held out on a PC for as long as I could because I'd used it for 30 years and I knew how to work PCs and Windows, but finally moved over to my main productivity laptop being a Mac. So yeah, everything now in my life is Apple. They've got me. I'm inside the walled garden. But I still use Google Maps on my phone. So maybe if I could use Apple Maps to start charging my EV and then just use Apple Pay to pay, that would be a really cool little improvement, quality of life improvement, they say. Right, one more story before we take a break. Volkswagen is charging ID.3 owners to get the full performance. This has been reported a few times today, and every time it's been done in quite a negative way. And I can't work out how this is any different to what Tesla have done in the past, and yet Tesla was lauded for it. So see if you can work out the difference with me and work out why VW is being absolutely sort of shamed, publicly shamed, and Tesla gets celebrated. So Volkswagen will now charge you, or is charging, owners of the ID.3 Pro and the ID.3 Pro S to get more performance. Although both models are listed with 201 brake horsepower, you pay a little bit extra per month to get 228 brake horsepower. The subscription cost is £16.50 a month, or £165 per year. That's about $224 a year. There's also a lifetime upgrade that you can pay for £650, or about $880, which stays with the car if it's sold. It's not on your account. If you change ID.3s, it's with the car. With the upgrade, power goes up by 27 brake horsepower. Torque increases from 265 to 310 newton meters of torque. Volkswagen says the boost doesn't affect the range. Because the ID.3 comes from the factory registered as having 228 brake horsepower, owners don't have to report the upgrade to their insurance companies. Other companies like BMW have done this before with subscriptions. Things like heated seats, which they walked back on. Tesla, of course, very famous for providing software unlocks for more performance. And yet the reporting on this today has been, you know, really negative around Volkswagen. You know, you don't get the full car unless you pay them a monthly fee or a one-off fee to unlock it. And I wonder if it's just to do... correct me if I'm wrong. I wonder if it's to do with the subtle use of language. So, with Tesla, you could buy the vehicles, and they were very good out of the box. But you could buy a performance upgrade, which would give you more. The way this was pitched, either from Volkswagen, or Volkswagen PR, or whatever, just the language that was used, certainly the way it's been interpreted by the media reporting it today, is Volkswagen are locking down your car and you have to pay a monthly fee to access all of it. I think it's probably to do with that line which they included, which it comes from the factory registered with 228 brake horsepower. So, but they lock it down to 201, and if you want the extra, you've got to pay, but you haven't got to tell your insurance company because it's effectively out of the factory as that, but then they lock it down. I mean, it's just, in a way, it's the way that that's been framed, but I thought it was interesting. What do you think? Would you pay to get the extra? Would you feel that, well, I wouldn't buy an ID.3 now because they're kind of crippling the car, they're hobbling it, I don't get all of the car. It would have never have stopped me buying a Tesla Model 3 back in the day, knowing that the performance upgrade was there. It was called the PUP, or the Performance Upgrade Pack, the PUP. And I think the first time I'd heard of a car company doing it was Tesla. I'm sure it had been done in the past by maybe smaller car companies, you know, luxury cars, things like that. But first time I'd heard of it in mainstream was Tesla saying, hey, give us a few dollars and we'll make your car go faster. And everyone was like, wow, that's amazing. Interesting, isn't it? Maybe it's just the subtleties of language or the way it was presented. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about EV public charging, Carvana talking used car sales in the EV market, and a standardized EV battery health scheme. Back in a mo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's get into the news that the Canadian government is going to fund 33 projects to boost EV growth. This includes new charging stations, improvements for freight and logistics, and upgrades to vehicle fleets. Most of the funding, about 9.7 million Canadian, goes to 23 projects in the Zero Emission Vehicle Infrastructure Program. It will install 850 new EV charging stations across Canada, with many in Quebec. This will include level 2 and fast chargers. Another 8 million Canadian is for 6 projects under the Energy Innovation Program focused on reducing emissions from medium and heavy-duty commercial vehicles. These are part of the on-road transportation decarbonization initiatives. Another $7.9 million Canadian supports 4 projects through the Green Freight Program using natural gas-powered trucks, including the announcement the federal funding for the EV sector is well over $1 billion Canadian, about $725 million US. EV public charging is getting better and getting more reliable. The J.D. Power 2025 US EV Experience public charging study found that failed charging attempts at public EV charging stations are down. 14% of users say they were unable to charge during a visit in the last year, a drop of 5 percentage points from last year, and the lowest in 4 years. Satisfaction with DC fast charging is, on a score of out of 1,000, 654. Down slightly, 10 points from last year. The biggest drops are linked to things like payment and the cost of charging. Satisfaction with public level 2 is 7 points lower than last year. Tesla's supercharger network, you won't be surprised to hear, leads the way once again. Leading DC fast charging networks at least, although it is down a little bit on last year's score. Non-Tesla networks run by Mercedes-Benz, Rivian and Ford also score highly, in fact almost matching Tesla's rating. However, they were not ranked because of their limited availability. This report didn't start to take into account the IONNA network. Not yet. That'll come in next year's survey. They are 7,500 owners of BEVs from January to June this year at JD Power. Now, Carvana says battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids made up 9% of its sales in the second quarter of the year, up from 2% last year. The variety of used electric vehicles also grew, with 66% more EV made and model options listed in Q2 this year compared to Q2 in 2023. The number of plug-in hybrids doubled. SUVs are the top choice for electric vehicles, passing sedans and hatchbacks in Q2 this year. SUVs were 44% of all EV and plug-in hybrid sales. The executive VP of strategy at Carvana, Christina Kaiser, saying last quarter, nearly 1 in 10 vehicles we sold was EV or plug-in hybrid, a significant shift from just a couple of years ago. The widening selection of EVs has been especially powerful, offering buyers more variety. There are concerns about the used EV market, with the $4,000 used EV tax credit going on September 30th. Now, a recent survey by Startline Motor Finance found that 90% of used EV dealers want a standard way to assess battery health. The survey also showed that 78% of dealers say battery health is the main concern for used EV buyers. Dealers differ on how it should be done. Of those surveyed, about 40% want an industry certification standard for battery health check providers. 36% support a government plan. The Labour Party's manifesto suggesting a standard battery health assessment, but nothing has been done about it. Earlier this year, the Fleet Leasing and Automotive Industries in Great Britain called for a clear battery health standardisation. Over 30 companies sent an open letter to our transport secretary saying that tools like battery health reports would make it easier to sell used electric vehicles. Now, let's go to Scandinavia. Last month, in July, 97.2% of new passenger cars in Norway were BEVs. But how does it compare to the Nordics? Well, Scandinavian countries like Denmark had an EV share of 67.2%, some way behind Norway's 97.2%. That's pure BEV, by the way, in July. But hey, I'll take 67% if I was in Denmark. That was up from 50% same time last year. Finland, well, that's a little step behind. That's at 36.3%. But again, compared to July last year, that was at 25%. And Sweden, about the same, about 35.6%, again up on last year. The Norwegian Road Traffic Information Council says more registrations across Scandinavia this July came from growing market optimism. High demand has caused some longer delivery times for some models. Norwegian buyers are still preferring Tesla. The Model Y was a big seller in July. Tesla was not in the top 10 models, though, outside of Norway. Denmark, Sweden, and Finland are very much at the moment turning away from the Tesla Model Y. Rivian's R1S Pebble Beach Edition has been unveiled for auction. Rivian unveiling their unique, one-of-a-kind R1S Pebble Beach model. Based on the quad version, 1,025 horsepower, the vehicle will be auctioned by Hagerty's Broad Arrow as part of a fundraiser by the YouTube creator Mr. Beast, hashtag Team Water. All money going to that project. The special R1S has a new exterior colour called Monterey Silver, created to reflect the soft, golden and quietly powerful light of a morning over Monterey Bay, says the press release. The paint uses a four-stage process to achieve a liquid metal effect. The R1S Pebble Beach rides on 22-inch forged wheels, with a unique three-tone finish. Its body cladding, badges and window are all finished in burnished bronze. The cabin's coastal canvas theme features a tan headliner and off-white pebble stone upholstery. The seats have exclusive perforation designs. So this is very much a one-off. They'll never make another one of these again. And it's all raising money for Mr. Beast's Team Water fundraiser. Now, let's finish off with how big we think the battery could be in Ford's new affordable mid-size pickup. Ford is planning a low-cost electric pickup that'll be different from the current EV trucks in how it's made, designed, and priced. A key way Ford is using to offer this electric truck at a lower price point is a battery that's much smaller than is typical in trucks. The cheapest Ford F-150 Lightning is a 98 kilowatt-hour pack for 240 miles of range, according to the EPA. Ford's upcoming midsize, well, they say will have a battery pack about half that size, around 50 kilowatt hours. Ford says the new pickup's battery will be 15% smaller than the one in the BYD Atto 3, and that's about a 60 kilowatt hour pack. This means we're looking at 50, 51 kilowatt hours of usable capacity, lithium iron phosphate technology. Some speculation Ford could offer another option of NMC, nickel manganese cobalt, to offer more range. There's nothing really wrong with LFP technology now. Lithium iron phosphate, there are some hypercars coming out with those kinds of batteries. There's no official range estimate yet. Ford CEO Jim Farley saying the new EV will power your house, have bi-directional charging like V2L and V2H. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village of Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.